Thank you for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and click on the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Tonight, Heather Robinson of the New York Post will be co-hosting with me, as Andrew had plans that he couldn't get out of. Heather, how are you tonight?
Hey, Rob, just fine. How are you?
Great, great, great. And I failed to mention that we also have on with us Colonel, retired Colonel John Mills, who's going to join in our conversation. And tonight, Heather, I want to talk about the Durham report. It was recently released. I think it was Monday. We've had enough time to let it marinate, to look at it, to talk about it, to kick the can down the road, as they say. This report has been in the making for, I think, 2 years now, and we're finally getting it. I've had a chance to thumb through it. I've listened to a lot of the commentators on both the left and the right. Well, the left, they're barely talking about it. They're saying that it's a nothing burger. The right, they're trying to delve into it. I don't think that they're giving it the attention that it deserves. That's the reason why After Dark with Rob and Andrew, we're going to delve into it and we're going to talk about it. And one of the things, Heather, that stands out for me, other than the fact that it took so long to put this 360-page document together, other than the fact that I think that John Durham like slow walked this, so to speak, but what stands out to me is that Barack Obama, the nation's first Black president, not that it matters, but I bring it up because the Democrats like to play identity politics, but Barack Obama, who had said in 2016 that there would be a peaceful transfer of power from his administration to the new administration, Donald Trump, that Barack Obama knew that Hillary Clinton, his former Secretary of State, was putting together a coup, so to speak, that would overthrow Donald Trump's presidency, a coup that followed him throughout his entire presidency, the coup of a Russia collusion. He knew about it. Barack Obama knew about it because John Brennan, who was over the CIA, went in and told him that Hillary Clinton is planning on damaging Trump with salacious lies that he colluded with Russia, or he's going to collude with Russia to win the election. Barack Obama knew about this. All of Barack Obama's henchmen knew about it. Joe Biden, the current resident in the White House, who should not be there because the election was in fact stolen in 2020 because of the nefarious behavior of some of these same players, he knew about it. Here we are tonight with all of this information before us. The left-wing media does not want to report on it. The right-wing media, with the exception of a few like myself, are reporting on it tepidly. But if you think back during 2016 onward to 2020, every night we were told that they were coming close, that Donald Trump was going to be kicked out of the White House. We went through two impeachments. Adam Schiff came out and said, oh, yeah, we've got concrete evidence that Trump colluded. James Comey lied. John Brennan lied. Hillary Clinton lied. The Department of Justice lied. The FBI lied. Peter Strzok lied. Judges even lie to cover this all up. But yet still, here we are, 2023, with Barack Obama in the, not Barack Obama, but he might as well be in the White House, but Joe Biden in the White House. Heather, what the heck happened?
Well, you know, I can say one thing on behalf of the New York Post. People can make all the jokes they want about us as a tabloid and fish wrap, but it looks like we are the only paper in this country reporting critically on the establishment of this country. I mean, reporting objectively. I mean, if you think about it, it's quite remarkable that the Post broke this story.
Yep, you did.
Before the election.
Miranda Devine.
Was it she? Yeah. Well, you know, and at the time, people were kicked off of Twitter for even reposting it. And it turns out that it was a true, you know, accurate story. That's no surprise to those of us who work for the Post. They're very, very tough, very rigorous in vetting information. And I think that, look, I think we've known for a long time that there are really two separate sets of standards. There are different standards for liberals and conservatives in this country. I think you see it in the rank and file. You know, I think one side is allowed to, you know, have political protests descend into violence, for example. And, you know, it's not as if hardly anyone is punished for that. They can go on for months, and it's not right, regardless of who does it. But when conservatives, you know, protest violently, you know, they are absolutely, you know, not only are they stopped and dragged to jail, but, you know, they're thrown the book at. And I think we see it, you know, on the level of government, too. I think that there's a zero tolerance for any kind of shysting, for want of a better word, on the conservative side. You know, you saw it with Richard Nixon. He was destroyed for something that was arguably a lot less serious. I mean, I'm not saying that it was not wrong and that there weren't improprieties, although, you know, I actually interviewed someone not long ago who said that it's been very well established that Nixon did not actually know about the Watergate break-in. Now, you know, whether that's true or not, I'm not sure, but I know that whether he knew about it or not, in my opinion, it was not right, but it was a much more something closer to a college prank level impropriety than weaponizing the agencies of government to discredit people who are coming forward with unflattering truths about your allies, using government agencies to harass your political opponents and silence them. I think that that's much more, you know, considerably more ominous and serious, you know, because you're corrupting the government. You're not, I mean, something like a break-in is wrong. You shouldn't do it, and it's a crime, but it's one thing that your own people who are working for you are doing wrong, you know, and it's a direct, obvious wrong. This kind of corruption is much more systemic, and it's much more insidious, because what it appears they were doing is using government agencies and the massive bureaucracy that exists in the country to criminalize people who, you know, they just don't like, they don't want in office, they don't agree with. And so they're going to paint those individuals and their allies as, you know, criminals. And, you know, I'm talking about Trump and his allies. They're going to, you know, pull all kinds of strings and you know, conspire.
But Heather, would you say, everything that you're saying is point on, but you brought up Nixon. I think about Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. Think of the times that they appeared on fake news CNN, MSNBC, or PMSNBC, saying that the Russia collusion is worse than Watergate, and that the Trump's house of cards are falling down. And now that we know the truth, not that we didn't already know the truth, they still won't accept it, and they will not come out and apologize to the American people and say, we got it wrong. These people won Pulitzer Prizes for lying. Obama knew about this, and I am going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say this at the top of the hour. If they're going to raid Mar-a-Lago for a lie, we now know that that too is a lie, they should call Barack Obama before the House and demand that he tell them, what did you know and when did you know it? And Mr. President, we want to remind you that you are under oath. And if you lie, if you say anything contrary to what's in this report, the Durham report, we will have the House guards to arrest you on the spot. This is what they need to do. Colonel John Mills, thank you for coming on. What do you say, sir?
Hey, Rob and Heather, an honor to be on with you. All of what you both said is true. But ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to, we need to have a steel resolve to drive this to victory. These people have spent the last 50 years using this toxic cancer of now what we call wokeism to destroy this country, steal it behind our back. We're paying attention to God, family, and country, which is the right priority. But part of that is county governance, local governance. That's where the cancer starts. But I think, okay, so Durham report came out, and just for everybody's information, it's in my book, The Nation Will Follow. I'm a whistle, officially a whistleblower, and I gave a lot of evidence to the Durham investigation. So everybody's saying, oh, they didn't return an indictment. You know, oh my gosh, this is horrible. This is, you know, there's nothing we can do. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, get out of that mode. This actually is chock full of good things. And I think Durham actually, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but he had to fire a bunch of his staff lawyers because they were do-nothings. The man was a consummate professional in navigating the swamp. It is chock full of good news because now one thing, hey, we have a very serious arrest of Charles McGonigal. Now that was purely, why does Durham not get credit for that? Well, it's because, this is the way they develop these cases and negotiate and work them out. Remember, Durham is the U.S. attorney for Connecticut. But U.S. attorneys for the different regions often get, like all of us in the real world, get other duties as assigned. He got handed this turd in 2019. And in 2019, so this is full of good information. One of the big things it establishes, in fact, besides the McGonigal arrest, that's huge. That was the director, Charles McGonigal, senior person, the counterintelligence chief of the New York field office, largest field office. And he gets arrested for what? Working for the Russians. And this just didn't come out of thin air. Being, oh, that was after he retired. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, being a 35-year-plus veteran of the military and civil service, these things, I'm going to go work for the Russians, don't come out of thin air. He didn't retire and say, hey, I'm going to go work for the Russians. Believe me, well, he was in office. Well, he was a key person in Russiagate in 2016, which I was very deeply involved in. When I realized what was going on. But so you got McGonigal. One of the huge things Durham established, in fact, was that everything that Comey and Brennan were doing was a lie. Ergo, and this is in my book and it's part of my testimony, is in November, December 2016, I was called on the NSA phone and said, John, you've got to become part of our interagency committee we're spinning up to finalize the Russia story and delay or block Donald J. Trump's first inauguration. I'm just going, you've got to be kidding me. This is insanity. But damn, I'm a professional. Okay. You guys swore an oath of office, both in uniform and as a senior civilian. Okay. Let's look at it. What do we got? And after looking through what we have, a lot of these national intelligence estimates and intel community assessments, just go onto the DNI website so you can learn all these terms. All the directives are right there on the DNI website. But a lot of these intel community assessments and national intelligence assessments. I was just talking to a very well-known retired general about this. A lot of these are very underwhelming and I've worked a number of these before the Trump situation. I go, you know, this is all we got for $80 billion a year. This is all we got. This is pretty pathetic. But so we went through that. And my recommendation to Ash Carter, when it ran the decision package for what was DOD's position on this, the Comey Brennan intel community assessment on Trump, my recommendation was, sir, Mr. Carter, non-concur. There actually is scant, if any, evidence. The executive summary says he's a Russian asset. Yet, if you look in the body of the text, there's little there. So, sir, I just being a professional, I have to recommend a non-concur. I was told, John, stand down. Don't worry. Ash Carter's already signed it because Comey and Brennan are personally hands on keyboards typing this up. You never get a director of CIA or FBI personally typing up documents. Like, this is right there. I mean, this was crazy. So Durham's established that was a lie. That was a lie. 18 U.S. Code. It's a 5-year statute of limitations from the end of the criminal period, not the crime, not a singular crime, from the end of the criminal period. So I would say Comey and Brennan are subject to federal prosecution. Why didn't Durham go after? This was a Herculean effort to get this out. It bashes the FBI and the DOJ in detail. Now, there's another detail here, because there are a lot of people are glossing right over this. There's several referrals. Referrals, for those who don't know it, is a bad word. You never want to be the subject of a referral. Being inside, and I've seen a couple of times people walk out of the building in handcuffs over my career because turns out they were doing something wrong. You never want to be referred. Bad thing. So let me see here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 referrals, page 45, 46. But this is one that I'm very interested in because I think I know exactly who they're talking about. It's the third bullet down. And I'll say referral of 2 matters on December 14, 2022 to the Inspector General of the Department of Defense with a copy to the General Counsel of the Defense Intelligence Agency. One matter involving the execution of a contract between DARPA and the Georgia Institute of Technology. I think I know exactly who these two people are. This is bad. This means there is a criminal referral has been handed down on 2 people. I think I know who these people are. And a separate matter involved, and a separate matter involved the irregular conduct in 2016 of 2 former employees of the Department of Defense. That was ground zero. I was in the thick of it in 2016 and a lot of top secret meetings, you know, in the spring. Things just went crazy in the spring. And there was a lot of the Obama folks at these top secret meetings were tee-hee, the Russians are at it again. And really, Colonel, really, what? They're at what?
Before you tell us who those referrals are, who do you suspect they are, because we're up on a break, we're going to pause, go to break, and we're going to come back. I want you to continue what you're saying, who those referrals are, and if Comey and Brennan can be charged, what the heck are we waiting for? Why won't Republicans or someone do it? Or could it be that our justice system is so corrupt because we know that Merrick Garland is at the top, but he's not going to do anything? Folks, you're listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew on the America Out Loud Network with my special co-host tonight, Heather Robinson of the New York Post, and our guest, retired Colonel John Mills. Go away, take a break, get some water, but come back and listen to more after this commercial break.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Did you know that doctors and nurses have been swabbing their noses with povidone iodine to protect from airborne threats like colds, flus, and pandemic-era strains for decades? Cofix RX took that idea and made a more complete nasal formula with lasting cleansing effects. Maybe you're traveling soon or going to an event. Are you concerned somebody nearby might be sick? Maybe the office or classroom stresses you out. Get yourself a bottle of Cofix RX nasal solution. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX Nasal Solution Cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at COFIXRX.com.
And we are back with After Dark, Robin Andrew, and my special co-host, Heather Robinson of the New York Post, and our guest tonight, retired Colonel John Mills. When we went to break, the Colonel was preparing us to release the names of two individuals that he suspects have something to do with this entire John Durham report. However, the Colonel has informed me that he cannot release those names as of yet. And we're okay with that because, as I said at the top of the hour, my takeaway from the report is that Barack Obama knew about all of this. And it is my opinion, and I think my opinion is the right opinion, is that Congress should haul his ass in and demand he gives us answers. Because he said in 2016, a peaceful transfer of power, that instead of that, we got this entire Russia collusion. We've got all these investigations that are going on that should have never taken place, because according to John Durham, from day one, there was never any there. I don't care what Andrew Weissman is saying, who was the lead attorney for Bob Mueller. There was no there. Because there was no there, there should have never been an investigation. And Colonel, when you came on a couple of weeks ago, we even spoke about Tony Blinken and this entire charade with the 51 intelligence officers signing this list, saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation. Heather, your newspaper broke the story that the Hunter Biden laptop was real. It was truthful. Mm-hmm. But the cabal tried to hide it all. Heather, Colonel, what do you say?
Well, thanks. Maybe a bit of a side note is that it's not to excuse these unscrupulous people who cast aspersions on the Post and just are circling the wagons to protect the corrupt goings on. But that Hunter Biden laptop story, I'll tell you the truth. I think the Post is a very fine newspaper. I'm proud to write for them. I'm an independent writer. I'm a freelancer. I write for them frequently, and others too. But I think, listen, they're second to none in terms of rigor when it comes to vetting things. But I mean, so I believed it, but I'll tell you what, it was so sensational, crazy sounding. It's hard to believe anybody would be that careless and foolish as he was, Hunter Biden. It almost sounds like something that if you wrote it in a screenplay, you would say, nobody who's some power playing educated person would be that damn stupid to have all these, this evidence of his corruption and his family's machinations on a laptop, and then leave it in some guy's store for months and just dump it there and forget about it. It just sounded so outlandish that I could almost, I wouldn't say forgive them, but I can almost imagine, people thinking, oh, that couldn't be true. But yes, it was true. The guy's a train wreck, and he basically handed the press a ton of evidence of all this suspicious activity. And instead of investigating it or withholding judgment, you had the agencies of our own government weaponized to discredit the news outlet. It's very concerning, and it should be concerning to all Americans, regardless of their political inclinations. We should not be getting information manipulated by government agencies in advance of an election or any time. And it's, yes, people need to get fed up, at the way they're being manipulated.
Well, something that the Colonel has said, the first top of the show, is that we need to get focused and go after these individuals. And I remember you saying also, Colonel, when we spoke to you about Tony Blinken, how we need to become razor focused in on him, to have him impeached and removed. But now that we have the John Durham report, there are a lot of people that need to be impeached, from Merrick Garland to Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray knew about this. James Comey needs to be arrested. Andy McCabe needs to be arrested. Peter Strzok needs to be arrested. John Brennan. This was a cabal that was out to perform a coup of a president. I mean, you have these people complaining about Jan 6. Look at what these elected officials, former and present, were doing, including the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, and his vice president, who's sitting in the White House right now illegally. Why aren't people up in arms? Why isn't the media reporting this? They're not reporting this because they want to cover it up. Colonel, what do you say?
Yeah, right. The Rasmussen numbers, 84% of Americans believe that there is or likely is a deep state. You know, that we're the majority. We got to learn to throw punches here. I assembled a legal team 5 years ago, about 4 years ago. And, you know, on December 18th, 2019, anybody remember what date that was? That was the date of the first impeachment vote on Donald J. Trump. That very day, a very large and powerful K Street law firm was going to take on my case, 100% contingency. The payout was estimated, low end of the payout was quite substantial. But the board had a meeting that, as fate would have it, on December 18th. And so they turned it down. So I immediately worked and assembled another legal team. And I said, guys, here's the situation. And I basically set up the scenario. I said, guys, I guarantee you, I put the scope on the target. And I said, eventually these bad guys are going to wander into the site picture. And at that time, I'm going to call you guys and you come on over and you take care of business. So I've got a legal team and we're looking at this. I think with the establishment of a fact that the Intel community assessment was a false document, a false statement by two senior officials, Comey and Brennan, I think we got a situation there. I think we got a lot of traction. I had the honor of being number 862 on the top 10,000 Twitter censored list. Just came out, and if you just include only those who were suspended or thrown off, I did make the top 500 at 323. I think that's the government collusion with the customer access portal out of DHS, CISA, and other agencies, so they could reach in and censor people. So we got a big case there. Also, the question was I in Elvis Chan's briefcase? As Elvis was the senior FBI agent at the San Francisco field office, going down to Twitter and say, "Hey, here's a list of names. We want you guys to, you know, get off your network." So we got a case, and I'm talking with others. But I think there's a number of us. We got to learn civil suits. We got to learn how to throw punches with civil suits. And so, I'm not 100% sure, but I think we now have the what did Barr use the term? Predicate. First time Barr used the term predicate, I had to run the dictionary. I'd never heard the darn word. So, but I think we have the predicate of the case now. And I think this is a long, so there are many aggrieved parties. It is a violation of U.S. law to deprive American citizens of any element of the Constitution. I think we got it. I think we got it.
But Colonel, that's what they were trying to do to Trump right now.
No, that's why we're gonna punch back and provide what's called supporting fires. So they're gonna start getting whacked by a whole bunch of people. They're gonna the technical
it's long
term,
overdue. It's long overdue because again, when I look at this report and I see how the media is trying to downplay it, as I said, what stands out for me is the fact that Barack Obama was aware of all of this. Joe Biden was aware of this. There are other senior officials in the White House that knew about this. They knew of Hillary's nefarious plan. John Durham tried to take Michael Sussman to court, and the judge who had worked previously with Michael Sussman gave the jurors these flimsy instructions so that Michael Sussman would be able to walk. There were jurors on the stand, on the trial, that said that they hated Donald Trump. The judge's wife, I think she was repping Lisa Page. So how in the heck was John Durham going to get a conviction? And you have the media saying nonstop, well, he couldn't even get a conviction with Michael Sussman. And that was the core of the case, that Michael Sussman presented information to the FISA court that he knew was a lie. And when you have 51 intelligent officers, I'm sorry, some people say, well, they didn't know, give them a break. No, these are intelligent officers who have security clearance. We should revoke their security clearance. Republicans, Heather, should be right now standing on the Hill saying we're going to revoke all of their security clearance, because if they could not get this right, what else are they getting wrong? What else are they seeing? And they're saying, oh, don't believe it. Look at the China balloon that flew from one coast to the other coast. And we're saying, oh, no big deal. And then Joe Biden goes out and shoots down some amateur balloon. And then everyone, oh, look at what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden is compromised. This administration is corrupt and heads should roll. They say that January 6th was a coup. They were trying to overthrow the government. Well, what in the heck was Obama doing? He and Hillary Clinton, along with John Brennan and James Comey. This makes my head explode, because this is it. We know about it. The media won't cover it, but they can cover Russia collusion. These guys cannot get away with this.
Yeah. They're 16% of the population. At this point in time, you know, I scan every, that's part of my job and my, you know, in part of my professional career for a number of years. And so I scan all the media every morning and throughout the day. So I always like to see what worthless prattle is coming out the New York Times or you know, even the Wall Street Journal has gone south. Fox has gone south. But hey, we're 84% of the country. They're talking to 16% of the country. Couldn't care less what they say. And we just got to learn to throw some punches. And we got a lot for every American. This is what I say in the book, The Nation Will Follow, is ladies and gentlemen, don't get mad on social media. Get involved in your county. The cancer starts in your county. You know, we got three bad counties right now that might throw the election in 24. It's Maricopa, Fulton, and Philadelphia. So ladies and gentlemen, we need patriots to rise up. I mean, Philadelphia is a basket case, Zombieville with drugs already, but you know, shame on the House and the Senate in Pennsylvania for letting it get this way when it's a Republican majority. I mean, they act like a bunch of Mitt Romneys up there.
Because they're afraid. They're afraid. And I was having this conversation with someone today, and I said that we have deep pockets on the right. When I say deep pockets, meaning millionaires or billionaires, but they're afraid to get into the game. They have no skin in the game. Meanwhile, you have the left, Heather, that are funding all of these election parties and ways they can carnage the votes and go out and get votes. But the right, they won't do it. They sit back and they watch people like me and you. We're not independently wealthy. We have a lot to lose if we stand up and we say this is wrong, but they have nothing to lose. Look at Elon Musk. Now, I don't like everything that he does, but he's concerned about free speech. And his thing is, he was on CNBC the other day. They were asking him, why are you doing what you're doing? Aren't you afraid? I mean, you have all this money. He's like, I'm concerned about free speech. We have people on the right that should be concerned also. And if they're afraid to talk, then fund other individuals who will speak, who have a voice. But they should be funding different groups and saying, let's get after it. Let's get after these people. Look at what this woman, Jean Carroll, she was funded by the founder of LinkedIn to bring up a frivolous lawsuit against President Trump. She didn't have the money to do it. It would have never gone forward. Nope. Yes, he funded her. He paid for her high power attorneys. But what's happening on the right? I mean, we see all this. John Durham's report came out. And the right, they're just looking, and they did this. Barack Obama was involved. Where is the outrage? Why aren't people out saying this is wrong? He should be held accountable, Heather. Where are we?
Well, you know, we're in a really through the looking glass. You know, we are in an upside down world in many ways, I think, Rob. And I, you know, bless you for your sanity. I don't know what else to say. I mean, it almost starts to feel, you know, like a thankless exercise to say certain things, to speak certain truths, but, you know, you're fearless. And I think that, I'm with you. I mean, in terms of the funding of all this stuff, one thing I admit, I don't really understand. I mean, I thought we had had some kind of campaign finance reform in the country. I don't really understand how these billionaires like George Soros, how can he install DAs around the country? I mean, that's something we hear a lot. And
why is he being investigated? Why won't someone bring up a charge and say, we need to investigate what he's doing, funding these DAs? I mean, this is unreal.
Find ways that are, I mean, I guess like with a lot of overregulation or regulation in general, people find ways around, and that would be my guess. I definitely think that conservatives and independents and moderates, you know, need to get active. I certainly believe that. I saw there was an interview of Peter Thiel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, the Silicon Valley fellow who's a gay Republican. He spoke at the 2016 Republican National Convention. He actually endorsed Trump. And I know that he has funded in the past some Republican candidates, one of them being J.D. Vance, who won in Ohio for Senate. And there was another fellow whose campaign Thiel got behind and who didn't win out west somewhere. But I know he was interviewed recently, and, you know, I think he's a very intelligent guy. And unfortunately, he said that he wasn't going to be doing any more funding of candidates. I'm not sure why. I don't think he's crossed over, but I think it's more that he just feels that maybe it's just not the way to go for some reason. But
see, that's scary. Yeah. That's very scary. We're up on a commercial break. We're going to pick this back up, but that's scary because we can't give up. Although it seems hopeless, we can never give up. We have to stay in the race. And he's just one person. There are so many others that are out there. When we return from the break, I want you both to tell our viewers, what can we do to stop this madness? Because if they stole the election in 2020, if they will steal it in 2024. And if they damage Trump in 2016, they will do it again. On the other side of the break, you're listening to After Dark with Robin Andrew.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutLoud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio, the liberty and justice for all.
Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Nutrition company Healthy Cell created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity, unlike other supplements that don't work. Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
We know you love the versatility and portability of the Genesis Fogger, but sometimes you just want to set it and forget it. Well, we heard you. Introducing the UX4 HOCL Atomizer. This stationary unit quietly protects you and is perfect for smaller spaces. With over 250,000 units sold in Japan, it's now available in the United States. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to see the UX4 in action and receive a 15% discount on either Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Okay, this is the last half of After Dark with Robin Andrew. And folks, I got to tell you, I'm just, I don't know what to say about the John Durham report. Well, I know what to say, but what happened? What we're now finding out, we all knew about this. We had talked about this. I spoke about it on many shows. I got kicked off Twitter. I know the colonel was saying that he was like on the bad list or something, but they haven't let me back on for whatever reason. I guess because I was speaking truth to power. But when I look at John Doerr's report and I see what happened and the participants, $35 million we wasted on some frivolous Russia collusion investigation that we knew then didn't exist. Collusion. I think about Jeff Sessions. Had Jeff Sessions, who's a strong senator for Alabama, had he stood his ground and said, nope, we're not going to have an investigation. The Republicans at the time controlled both the House and the Senate, but he gave in. And that got the ball to rolling. But even with that, when they got a special counsel, I remember Rod Rosenstein, who stepped in for Jeff Sessions, and he said, well, there was collusion on both sides. He even knew that there was much to do about nothing. But these people had so much hate in their heart, wanting to stop Trump, not wanting Trump to make America great again, that they came out with this entire whole cloth lie that there was collusion. And then this guy Weisenberg, who keeps coming on TV saying, oh, well, there was, and we proved it. You did not prove it. What we saw was that Bob Mueller has dementia the same way Joe Biden has dementia. What we saw is that the 44th president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, colluded with the FBI and the CIA and the Department of Justice, big tech, and the media to bring down a president, a coup. And nothing's going to happen to them. Nothing's going to be done. Yeah, I hear Jim Jordan. I hear them saying that we're investigating. I want more to be done. I want them to call Barack Obama before the House. I want Joe Biden there. Now, some would say, oh, you can't do that. That's never been done before. As I said during the opening, we've never had a former president's house residence to be raided on trumped up charges. So why not call Barack Obama before the House? Legitimately so. There is a reason to do it. Meanwhile, we have these frivolous lawsuits. We have the attorney general in Georgia saying that she's going to possibly indict President Trump on fake charges. We have this other special counsel who said that he's going to probably indict Trump for having classified documents. All of this is just all made up, mind you. It's all made up. It's all made up. So if they can play it that way, why can't we do the same thing? Don't tell me about reciprocity because we need it. I say call Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and the whole lot of them, have John Durham there and say, okay, again, you're under oath. What did you know and when did you know it? And did you participate? And let us remind you that we have here in the documents, 365 page of the John Durham's report as to what you did. Guys, also, we got to remember the Inspector General Horowitz. He even said that nefarious activity took place. And we can't hold these people accountable? Heather, Colonel, someone has to be held accountable, and it has to happen now. What do you say?
Yeah, hey, Rob. Well, this is where citizen action, again, we're 84% of the population. The cancer starts locally. For 95% of Americans, they need to be spending 97% of their energy right in their county or county equivalent or city. That's where the action is. That's where it's. That's where the cancer starts. So you got to dominate. You got to dominate the school board, the county council, election board, the registrar or recorder, whatever you call it, in your state. It's different in every state. Sheriffs, judges, and prosecutors. You got to dominate them and really reestablish control in your own county. Make sure you have a clean county. In the book, I talk about that in great detail. Hey, I've knocked out my former registrar. I started battling with her in 2019. She now resigned, and now she's facing two felony charges of 2020 election fraud. You got San Joaquin, California, Democrat sheriff arrested one of the Lodi City Council members for 2020 election fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, there's action. And I'm sorry, my metric of whether the New York Times covers this, I couldn't care less, and they won't. And they, because they're in that 16% group. So it's action, 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 you know, and that's what we're meeting tomorrow to see essentially the basis of our case. I've been talking already today with several other people who are in a similar situation. You know, hey, we got 10,000 people. Their name is on that Twitter thing. There you go. We got 10,000. We better see 10,000 civil suits against the government for essentially denying an American their rights. So a lot of this, the good news in all this, it's going to be a long, hard 50-year slog because they stole the country over 50 years while we were paying attention to God, family, and country, which is the right priority, but we weren't paying attention at the all-important county level because we always assumed somebody else was doing that. And you're right, somebody else was doing that. And that's how we got here. 50 years. So ladies and gentlemen, you got to be Churchillian in this and a steel resolve because everybody wants an easy button. And I believe me, I've spoken to, you know, 800 of the 3,300 counties around the country here. That's a lot of wonderful, wonderful patriots, a lot of wonderful patriots. But there is no easy button. There is no easy button. We always want home runs and 98-yard touchdown passes. That's not how you win wars. And I've been in several. It's a constant series of 2 and 3 yard rushes every day, over and over and over again. Counties to work together. Get the states to work together. I'm working on a situation now where five states are working on something where they'll sue each other to intentionally become a federal case. So you got to be creative. Work with your my attorney general, Jason Meares. You know, hey, again, you know, I mentioned what happened in our county. Boom, started the investigation process, which now my former registrar, 2 felony charges. Mentioned, I gave them a letter of 10 best practices. One of the things is there's no reason Virginia needs to be in this ERIC system. This ERIC system is crazy. What did they do? They looked into it, boom, pulled out ERIC. So guys, you got to be able to articulate the action. Action, 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 as Brother Steve likes to say. Action, action, action. Articulate the action. Don't get mad. Don't bloviate. Don't shout. Don't scream. Clearly state who is supposed to do what and who did what wrong in accordance with the law or regulation. And you don't need a lawyer for this. Please don't bring it's a waste of time. Do it yourself. Get smart on this stuff. I need a lawyer. That's the number one thing everybody always says. I need a lawyer. No, you don't. Until the last tactical foot, most of this stuff is nug work. You got to do yourself. Lawyer ain't going to do this. You're either going to go broke or die of old age. Getting them to do this is like doing your taxes. You know, 90% of the work is you collecting the information. And if you have a taxpayer, they come in, take all of your information, boom, 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 done. Ladies and gentlemen, same thing with these legal cases. I've hauled people into court to kind of my current registrar for $80. Come on, get on it. So we're looking at some big cases, but civil action, just like the Brunson brothers did a great job. So there's a lot of victories out there. There's a lot of movement, but it's going to be, everybody wants the easy button. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not life. That's not how wars are won. Constant, every day, 2 and 3 yard rushes. You got to get up, dust yourself off, do it again and again and again and again until you're over the goal line.
And that is a reason why when Heather said that Peter Thiel is saying that he's going to sit out the election, I'm like, we can't do that. You got to be involved. I know that it looks very discouraging, but we can't give up because the Democrats don't give up. Look at all the lawsuits that they file. I mean, and I spoke about this once before. There was a book written by Molly Hemingway called Rigged. And when you read the book and you see all of the lawsuits that Democrats have filed against Republicans that have pretty much handicapped Republicans for 40 years, that they could not oversee elections. They had to keep a distance while the Democrats went in and cheat, which is what they did in 2020. We have got to do more than just sit back and look. We've got to galvanize ourselves, like you said, Colonel, put together groups, and then get up and get after it. Because if we don't, the Democrats will win again, Heather, in 2024. They're already plotting. They're already saying that someone might steal the election. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, maybe Ron DeSantis, he can win. No, it doesn't matter. They will do the same thing to Ron DeSantis if we don't stand up. What do you say, Heather?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm all for people organizing, and you guys are absolutely right. I mean, at this point, I guess it's pretty much like every darn conservative in the entire country just has to get out and vote because, you know, I mean, the other side is just so very crafty and effective. You know, you and I, Rob, we have some, we differ some on the whole last election. I mean, I of course, we agree about the big picture and the substance of everything, but I'm not sure that, I mean, I think there was, probably was, I'm sure there was some shysting, we know there was, but I don't know that there was enough to numerically win it for Trump. I never had a hard time believing Biden, quote unquote, won, because I don't think the real tactic is, I mean, I think there was some shysting, but I don't know that it had to be some massive tampering with the voting machines. I mean, we already...
Well, no, right. I don't think there was tampering with the voting machines, but I will say this. And I thought about what you said as far as, you know, it's conceivable that people did vote for Biden against Trump because they were turned off. I could see that. But I would also submit to you.
Brainwashed. They were told that if you vote for Trump, you're a racist and you don't love
And that scared people. And people are still scared. Right.
People and people like that. I mean, they a lot of them believe this is what they've been taught, and they're being taught it in their school and, you know, by the media. And the Democrats have been very effective at selling this bullshit. And
aside from that, Heather, here's the thing that I'm troubled by. Here's just what I'm troubled by. Is that when you look at the election and you see where judges came in and made election decisions that they should not have made, it should have been left up to the state legislature. So when we say that they cheated, there is nothing illegal about what they did. They shouldn't have done it. But when Republicans don't counter that, when they don't have election lawyers to challenge it, Democrats have election lawyers challenging everything. Mark Elias, a lot of people are afraid of him because he is so tenacious. When he sees something, he goes after it and he keeps going and going and going. That is how they were able to do a lot of the things that they did in the different states. You will see his name on a lot of the briefings. Well, allow us to do this and allow us to do that. And Republicans did nothing. The same way, if Republicans think that they will be able to win this election without going out and doing voter harvesting, they're wrong. Early voting, they're wrong. They've got to get out and they've got to do the early voting. They've got to get their base out there to say, hey, go in and vote. Vote as early as you can. Go knock on the doors. Hire different groups to go in and harvest the ballots. That's what the Democrats are doing. We have got to be better than them. But at the end of the day, with all of that being said, even if the Republicans should prevail in 2024, I pray to God that they do. I still think humbly and strongly that what happened with this whole Russia collusion, there is a price to pay. This is huge. It is bigger than Watergate because we had elected officials. We had the president of the United States at the highest office, at the highest level, knowing about this and participating. He must be held accountable. If they're going to go after Trump and try to throw Trump in jail for old things that have nothing to do with anything, for trumped up charges that most legal experts, all legal experts are saying, this is ridiculous. But they're able to do it because our system is corrupt. Our Justice Department, Merrick Garland is corrupt. Christopher Wray, when the Durham report came out, what did Christopher Wray said? Oh, we've already taken in all the considerations that John Durham is saying, and we have made changes. What changes have you made, sir? No changes have been made. He is lying to the American people. He needs to be fired. I want him out. I want Merrick Garland out. I want the whole lot of them out. These people are corrupt. And as I've said before, I will say again, Washington, D.C., the home of our nation capital. Our nation capital has to be removed from Washington, D.C. It is too corrupt. It is too move it to Texas, move it to Florida, move it anywhere besides D.C. I know that some will listen to this and say, oh, but we can't do that. Oh, that's impossible. It can be done if we are serious, if we want to save the country. A lot of people said that we would never shut down the government. We would never shut down the states. But look, we were shut down for 2 years. So why can't we move our nation's capital, the seat of our government, from the corrupt Washington, D.C.? It has to happen. We have 3 minutes left. What do you two say?
Well, I think that's it's a creative idea, but I don't think it's going to happen, Rob. I don't think they're going to move, you know, the government. And even if they did, I mean, I think that the problem isn't the place, it's the people. And, you know, I think it's the largeness and the huge bureaucracy and the fact that, you know, people aren't holding them to account. But yeah, I know you're doing your part, and Colonel, you're doing yours, and I'll keep trying to do mine. So that's that.
Colonel, what do you say? The last couple of minutes we have
we
here.
Need to, because a lot of times we speak in the abstract, and we got to get focused on action and where you can affect change. So again, that's why I say for 95% of Americans, it's right where you live. Don't worry about any other place than when you live. And a lot of people say, oh, that's right, I'm in the precinct project. I go, that's great. That's great. Dan Schultz is a wonderful program. That only addresses the county GOP, which most places is you got to hold them accountable. And I forced out 2 GOP chairs in a row in my county because not because I'm part of the precinct project, but because when Michelle White, who's now under felony indictment, resigned, I got a blistering letter from the GOP who said, why did you force her to resign? We're working with her. And I told them, you guys are the problem. I just took out your biggest nemesis, and you write me this letter. So I said, that person, you either win the next election or you resign. That person. I start being a force on specifics and precision and understand state law, regulation, and move from the abstract and focus energy on action right where you live. Because
Colonel,
that's the foundation of our constitutional republic.
We will take that into consideration. But in the meantime, I want to say thank you and Heather for joining me tonight to have this conversation. We cannot stop. We have to move forward. We can't be discouraged. We have to keep going until we win. You've been tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud platform. Tune in again next week as we will come to you the same time, same station. And as Andrew would say, stand for something or fall for nothing. Thank you and goodbye.